kommt der Schwuz. Schwuz is coming. Aber ich sag, Schwuz für Jid is the greatest simcha. Shvuah is, it's hard to say. Every Yom Tov is the greatest. Greatest in the world nowadays, yeah. The Gemara already says that there's a be'inon kulei lachem, there's a be'inon, there's a greater dinei chivei simcha and Shvuah more than other Yom Tov. There's, and the Gemara says how with example, Rav Yosef, the person has to be someleach and Yom Tov kama Yosef ika b'shuka. It's a tremendous avoida, and Yismach Yisrael ba'isav neitir negil b'malkom. The celebrating of our Jewishness is Shavuos. It's the gerus, I would say, of Klal Yisrael is Pesach on the basic level, but the truth is the real geirus was, as the Gemara in Yevamos says, Maharich was the krisas bris was a Har Sinai. The whole tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to become tavdin selikim al Har Hazeh, to come to Har Sinai, to have that krisas bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us a nation goy mitoich goy. It began the latest, so to speak, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, but the whole purpose was only Al Menashe Tekablus Teirasi. There's no matziv of leaving, becoming Avdei Hashem, and leaving the matziv of Avdus of Pari without becoming Avdei Hashem. And the only way of becoming Avdei Hashem is through Kabbalah Sator, through the Krisas Bris of Yisem Lizgula Mikol Amim, and the whole matziv of Kabbalah Sator. And therefore, we have to realize also, Moshe Rabbeinu never ever asked and never discussed leaving Mitzrayim just for the sake of let my people go. It's not just let my people go, let my people free. Let my people go has an added word to it. Shalach Ami V'yavduni. Shalach Ami V'yavduni. Let my people go and become Avdei Hashem. Let them become Jewish. Let them become a nation. Let them become Am Hashem. Shalach Ami V'yavduni. There's no purpose of life. There's no purpose of freedom. There's no purpose of anything unless a person is Zoicha to Yavduni. Life is so special, so has, there's so much to it if it's done right. If a person lives the life of an Eved Hashem, life of a Jew is worth living. It's such a tremendous matana. Of the yesod that we were mishtabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and are goofing by Matan Torah, which that's the yesod of all these Kiddush Hashem, is the recognition, that realization, there's no tachlis of a life of a goy. When mothers threw their babies into the river al menas that they shouldn't go to Shmad, with a full Jewish feeling of it's so much better to die Jewish than to live a life of a goy. And that was the yisod of all of the millions of our Zaydis who died al Kiddush Hashem, not to be mechala the kedushas aguf. It's not. There's nothing to a life, and that was that krisas bris of Sinai that we meshaber aguf in. There's no purpose of a life of a goy. It's not a life worth living. There's no point of a shalach ami unless it's a viavduni. Life is special. Spending time in a hospital, you come to appreciate the matana of life. But you come to appreciate so much more. Oy, how important is it to live a life properly, to do it right. In Situt Vei Da'aretz, it's so painful to see situations where people waste their lives and don't live their lives, and they just throw out this precious, tremendous matana. I saw someone yesterday with a t-shirt. I was going to hold myself back, but there was no point in opening my mouth, so I didn't. Life is crazy nights. I mean, a whole list of... That's what life is. Mishigah. A list of... The world of Mishigah. This is life. Astum Gornish, you never had a... Astum Kemosh Toyim given. You never tasted anything that's shaykh to life. The life of a goy is not worthwhile living, and that's what the Yom Tov Shavuos is. Kama Yosef ikah b'shuka. Vifil Yosefs nebach who wear these stupid t-shirts and they can chveis nishvot. Believe in there's something to an empty life, to a goyish life. Yismach Yisrael Boys of the Yom Tov of Shavuos to be properly someach and borch like Kinshabron Lechvoide, it's an avoider. Now there's another Nakuta which we have to appreciate, the Aleph Beis. We don't just celebrate the fact that we will Mekabel the Torah. So years ago. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Yom Tov of Shavuos, it's Man Matan Torah Seinu. In that, there's an aspect that we, every Yom Tov and Shavuos, we're Mekabel the Torah from Nu. We have to come to Yom Tov prepared, and we have to appreciate the Torah, and come to a Matziv, and that's why we count Sfir Soimer, according to Rambam Mitzvah Raisa. And the pashtus is that it's not tolling the Omer because it's tolling the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Misfaratel chamamachos and Shabbos to prepare ourselves for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, as the Chinuch says, to come prepared for a Yom Tov out of a place of preparation. Because the avoid of Shavuos, besides the avoid of being someach in the fact that we're Jewish and we got the Torah and who we are in the Baruch Leikinu Shabbos Lechvoidoi, there's an aspect that we are mekabel the Torah from Nu every Shavuos. Rosh Yeshiva always says that as the halachic implication, Reb Chaim used to say, from Reb Chaim, that an Shavuos, according to both Shittas Rishonim, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, Naftali mentioned it, it's Kiddush, there's a Machlokes Rishonim where the person has to stand during Kriyas HaTorah or not. The Shaila is what's the gedder of Kriyas HaTorah the whole year. It's the gedder that we're mekabel the Torah again, and that's what Kriyas HaTorah is. It's not just a mice of Talmud Torah, it's a mice of Kabbalah HaTorah, and therefore there's many halachas in Kriyas HaTorah which are learned out has to be dugmas Sinai, and one of them, if that's true, then some Rishonim learned that there's a din Amida, just like there was a matzav of Amida in Kabbalah HaTorah. There's a machlokes Rishonim. When we read Aseres Adibris B'Tzibur, do we read it B'Tami Elyon or read it B'Tami Tachtoin? The Yesod of the Machlokes Rabbi Yoshe Ber explained is weiter, this Nakuda, the Rishonim will learn that you read Aseres Adibris B'Tami Tachtoin, because they learn Kabbalah, they learn that Kriyas HaTorah is a Din Talmud Torah. What's the difference between Tami Elyon and Tami Tachtoin? There's the way to read Aseres Adibris in Tami Tachtoin is every posuk, it's its own unit. And in Tami Tachtoin, let's say in Parsha Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, Shesh Yom Tavoy, there's many psukim. Every end of a posuk has a soif posuk. In Tami Elyon, there's no soif posuk in the middle of a dibra. In Tami Elyon, and that's the way we, and that's machlik, is how do we read Aseres Adibris all year round? Every soif posuk is an asnachta. It's not a safe posuk. Every dibra is read as one unit, the way it was given over in Sinai. Loisirtzach in Tami Elyon is its own pasuk. Lo is it tzach, lo is enough, lo is ignoiv. Each one's its own. In Tami Tachtoin, it's part of one pasuk. We have a few dibros which are one pasuk, and Fakert we have one dibro which is split into many psukim also. Shabbos, kibbutz, different mitzvahs. The Torah elaborates. The machlek is got the whole year round whether we create a Torah. Aseres Adibus is Tamiyan Tamitach. Rabbi Yoshua explained this exactly this nekuda. Is it the gather mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah all year round? Is it a gather of Kabbalah HaTorah that it has to be Tamiyel going? Or is it a gather of Talmud Torah and therefore it's read if it's a gather of Kabbalah HaTorah, it's read B'Tamiyel going. If it's a gather of Talmud Torah, it's read B'Tamitach Torah. Talmud Torah, you're allowed to sit during Talmud Torah. Rav Gamliel was Mavatel the Din Amidah of in Talmud Torah. Until Rav Gamliel's time, they used to learn standing. Mavatel the Din Amidah, and we learn Talmud Torah as we're doing right now, sitting. Masha'inkin Kabbalah HaTorah, the Torah Kabbalah HaTorah is Ba'amidah. And that's the Shita Shem who held it. There's a Dinamidah Lechatchila by Kriyas HaTorah. Shavuos Kula Alma Moidu. According to all Shitas Rishonim, that we read the Aseres Adibris B'tai Mei El Yoin. Because the reading of Kabbalah of Kriyas HaTorah and Shavuos is not as the same gather of reading the Torah throughout the year. It's not a gather of Talmud Torah according to the Rishonim, like those Rishonim learn. All Rishonim agree that Kriyas HaTorah and Shavuos is a gather of Kabbalah HaTorah. We're standing, we're being mekabel the Aseres HaDibros Ke'ilu Mipi HaGvura. We have our Shliach, our Balkoire, who's Kivyochel resembling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibro to Klal Yisrael, and we're mekabel the Torah Funayas. We're mekabel the Torah by the listening. That's the whole halach of staying up Shavuos night. What's the halach of staying up Shavuos night? The Taz. We make a tikkun. What's the tikkun? The Klal Yisrael didn't show their excitement and they went to sleep the night of Kabbalah HaTorah. And Moshe had to wake him up, never. There had to be a vekir. Mishiga, they should have been hyper excited. Yo, so what do we do with tikkun? We don't go to sleep. We're so excited. With full excitement, we do what? We don't go to sleep until what? Until we're mekabel the Aseres HaDibros. That pa'ula of the listening to the Aseres HaDibros is Dugmas Yisrael B'Sinai. If a person is tired, he's exhausted, and he feels he has to sleep, so like in Shlofen at the beginning of the night, to stay up till Alei Sashachar and to go to sleep for a few hours and Chaperayin a late davening, he'll be able to daven with Kavon, it's very good, but you might as well sleep a night and wake up an hour before Nates. And show your excitement by waking up an hour earlier. The Taz, it's the Hepech Agom of the Taz to stay up and then go to sleep. It's klar. Because the Maise of the Kriya HaTorah, the Kabbalah HaTorah, is listening to the Aseres HaDibros Ke'ilu Mikabel Mipi HaGvura. So you know, in Lubavitch, the minig is, and they make it, the Rebbe made a whole chask out of it, just like it was Anoshim, Noshim, Taf, the babies, Afilo Tinik Ben Yoimoy has to go hear the Aseres HaDibros. It's a Maimon Kabbalah HaTorah. And the other, in the Chassidish, I mean, there's so many Zachen nowadays that even the, say, even in our crowd, you know, the different Vadei Rabbonim and Stokis and Chadome became all Chassidish and so many different things. And so the Mishaberach it began with the Mishaberach of El Yashiv for all the Cholim, that was just like Dugmas Kabbalah HaTorah, that Cholim Nisrapu and Balimumin, so too. Lemay said there is something to it. At Kama, there's a kiyum of the Taz, and at Kama has halachically gedorim like Kabbalah HaTorah. There is a matziv that we makabel the Torah from nu. There is a matziv we makabel the Torah from nu, and that has clear halachic ramifications in our standing in Kabbalah HaTorah. and the taz, the minig of staying up at night, coming prepared, being excited, showing our excitement for the, what are we preparing ourselves for? For the Kabbalah Satur that we're going to have in the morning. Klar. So Shtein Takin Sfarim, Limud Zchus and Klai Yisrael, back then that they went to sleep, the Tak was not wanting to go to sleep, they wanted to have clear minds, they wanted to be Mekabalit the Torah properly. It's all true. And Afa Pekin, it was a Taina that they didn't show their excitement. There's a Mekdav Tvayz and more excitement. When we prepare ourselves for Yom Tif, it's to come to Yom Tif hyper. All excited. We're going now to be Mekabal the Torah. There's the Simchas Yom Tif and the Kabbalah Satorah that we're Jewish and Baruch Lekin Shabron Alechvoida. It's the Kumta Yom Tif, it's the Kumta Matzit. And there's the Pshut and Shaldvarim. We're preparing ourselves to be Mekabal the Torah properly. There's that aspect of Kabbalah. It has a halachic implication as well. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. The post can bring in the halacha lemaisa. Gemara says not to do operations, not to be make his dam on erev Shavuos or on any erev Yom Tov. Any erev Yom Tov atu erev Shavuos, then maybe you'll come to be make his dam on erev Shavuos. What's the kipay that are causes dam on erev Shavuos? It's a zman that is a kitrug. That is two malachim, their names are on the Gemara, that they're memune. And Klal Yisrael, and that if Klal Yisrael will not be mekabel the Torah, Chas v'Sholem, there'll be destruction. Those with the Malachi Chabola that were prepared of Zman Kabbalah Torah, that Klal Yisrael saw, that the Kof Aleim Harke Gigis, imat mekabel matera mutov, v'im lav shomtei kuraschem. Klal Yisrael had not been mekabel the Torah, would have been finished, gone. So too, these Malachi Chabola are here every Erev Shavuos. And therefore, it's a zman, it is a certain mekuda of a kitrug, and a zman sakona. These malachim have a koyach, malachim chavol have a koyach on Shavuos if we won't be mekabel the Torah. It's a zman which needs extra rachmin because they're around. And therefore, hakozas dam, of course, you not this dam on Erev Shavuos, on Shavuos, but even hakozas dam before Shavuos, Pshat is in Erev Shavuos, he's still in a matzah that you need a refuah. It's a zman that's mechayev, to be more careful. There's a certain level of midas adin. Now, it's clear, if we have this halacha today, not just for back then, obviously there's still this aspect that we have to be mekabel the Torah from new every year, and this midas adin is existing still today. It's nocha. We see this Chassidish Torah, so to speak, from a Litvish Lomdish point of view. I give you another dugma where we see it. There's a halach of Kriyas Torah of reading Parshas Bechukosai before Shavuos. There's a halach Medina de Gemara. We have to learn the Toichecha of Vayikra of Torahs Koyanim before Shavuos, and we learn the Toichecha of Mishneh Torah and Dvarim before Rosh Hashanah. Before we Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, Malchiyos of Rosh Hashanah, we have to learn the Toichecha of Parshas Kisavai, and we have to learn before the Kabbalah Satorah, Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim of Shavuos, we have to learn Parshas Bechukosai. As Toisvi says, we don't want to come into Kabbalah Satorah mitoich, gleich mitoich the toichicha. So just like there's a halacha of that you have to be mafsik bedivrei, you're mafsik bedivrei nichumim. You're not mafsik, ain't mafsik in betoichicha. You don't stop in middle of toichicha. You don't come to shavuos either mitoich the toichicha. We always make a hefsek of parshas bamidbar in between. That's this week's parsha. Parshas bamidbar to make a hefsek. But there's a halacha medina de gemara to read b'chukayse before. Before Shavuos. Why? Rashiva speaks this out always. When a person has to be Mekabel the Torah, Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim of Rosh Hashanah, it's Bedugma, just like Matan Torah was, that they had to add the Kof Aleim Harke Gigis. As Tosfos says, what do you need the Harke Gigis? Tosfos in Shabbos Peches. What do you need the Harke Gigis? Harry, they said Nasa Venishma, they were all excited. Elamai is of Tosis. Maybe mitoich ha'isha gdoila, mitoich the understanding of the whole responsibility of everything, they'll get too scared and they want to be Purish, therefore they need the Harkigigis. Rosh Yeshiva always explains it on a psychological level, on a practical level. A true Kabbalah's oil cannot come only in the midah of Ahava. In the midah of wanting, we want to shtay, give me that yearning and the tremendous chuk and everything. It's all gevaldik. So they said nasa v'nishman, they were all wanting, etc. But many situations in life have an eish hagdoila. There's many situations in life which you have to balance out the ahava with yira. Situations come up where ahava diminishes or ahava goes wrong. There, ahava always has to go. Rechimu, midav ahava always has to have a bedechilu together with it. That's the year and ahava have to both be balanced. Bedechilu v'rechimu. Every shleimus hamitzvah needs ahava and yira. Every kabbalah sel malchus shemayim needs ahava and yira to it also. A proper shvuis, a proper geirus needs the yira. You have to know there's an akuda. Yiddishkeit, Torah and mitzvahs isn't just the best thing. It's not just a gewaldige Sache. There has to be an aspect in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah Sator. It's either a do or die. There's no other way. There has to be the Yira there. The Chas V'Sholem without the Torah Shom Teik V'Razchem. A person in Chad Gisa has to love Yiddishkeit, love Torah, but he has to also realize the danger. There's no other way. The other way is death. There had to be a kafalim har kegigis. You can't have a mitzias of a proper Kabbalah just as being the greatest thing going. It's a great gewaldig zach. That's the midah of ahava. Good. You also have to have yira. Everything has to be balanced with both midos. We, every single year, we have to go through a b'chukosai to realize, in b'chukosai talecho v'zayin gewaldig, but in b'chukosai tim also, you don't want to steig. You'll think you want to have a goyish type of life. You don't want to have a gishmak out of a Ramban and a Tosis. You don't want to schwitz on a Rashba and get your lifeline from the Torah. There's tobin death. There's no other way. A Jew, we made a choice. There's no goyish life for a Jew. It's either do or die. And that is the yisod of b'chukoisai, and that's the yisod of parashas kisavoy. A Jew has no middle way. A goy, he doesn't have anything. Nishkin olam hazeh, nishkin olam haba. His olam hazeh is no shaykhus to anything, to what we have. But there is his mahalach for him. Let him keep his sheva mitzvahs, let him live his behemish shallow life. Good. But Ayid made a choice, and that was the choice of Kabbalah Satorah. It's either you could die, you could get everything. But if not, it's die. And that we have to go through every single year. We have to learn Meikar Adin Parshas B'chukosai before Shavuos to realize the seriousness of what's going on. Serious business. Yiddishkeit is serious. Conservative Judaism, even back in the old days when they still Taka stuck to something, and everything was with Epsaheter, with driving a car on Shabbos. It's ain't a time of lechas hamishkon. Ale v'chulu v'chulu. But the shirsh of the problem is, it's an attitude issue. It's an attitude issue. If you come to Yiddishkeit with a the reason why you're doing it, it's so good to be Jewish. It's so wonderful to be Jewish. With the whole nice, forgive me for the phrase, I really don't mean it in Gantz, but like a whole Eishat Torah attitude about how wonderful Judaism is, and just always see the best, how good it is, that it's true that you have to make that as an emphasis very much. But that can't be the source of everything, why you're doing and what you're doing. You can't begin everything that it's... You want to be culturally Jewish. You want to do it because it's the right cultural thing to do. If you sit in Sukkah on the same level of being an American eating turkey on Thanksgiving, it's culturally accepted and that's what's culturally done. It doesn't hold. And Yiddishkeit has no shaykh to that type of life. It's either do or die. It's serious. It's dead serious. And as much as you make an emphasis on the midah ahava, which is mechuyev, and that's our whole yom tif, and it's mechuyev anisrach to come to the Torah properly and to be mekabel the Torah with the proper nasa v'nishma. The other aspect is there also, and ledoyrei doris for Yiddishkeit to hold, you have to have both midas, midah vira and midah ahava, and that's what we have. Erev Shavuos and Avada, that's all of a hachon of how to come to a Shavuos. But we have to realize Shavuos is the Yom Tif that we're mekabel the Torah upon ourselves. We make the proper life decisions. We set our goals straight. We have to have the right attitude. And just like Klal Yisrael was zoicha to that tremendous chavivus by being makdim nasa tenishma. Being makdim nasa tenishma, neised nasa venishma, so too we, Jews, today, in year 5777, just like they, our Zaydis, back in 2488, said nasa venishma, and there was zoicha to tuksorin, so too we this year, we could also be zoicha to bechin of tuksorin. That midah v'ahava, of being makdim nasa tenishma, they're taking it serious, the midah of yira, by appreciating what being taka Jewish is, that there's no other way of life. It's a do or die. These midas to come to it and be mekabel, that we have to feel and come to Yom Tov mit anasa v'nishma, with a willingness and a readiness and an excitement and looking forward, counting 49 days to it. And we have to, in our whole essence, scream, anasa v'nishma. And as we spoke, With the Yisod of Nasa v'Nishma, as we already spoke 2 weeks ago, as a preparation, we have to appreciate that there's many tzedot to it. But to be Magdim Nasa v'Nishma, Zok the Beis Alevi, has in it the aspect that there's a Nasa, and then there's a Nishma, just for the sake of a Nishma. With the appreciation that the true way, and the only way, that a Jew could be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Lomdis, through the Limud Torah Be'iyun, The Kruvim, they face the Aron, they face the Torah, but Nishma for the Torah, for the sake of Torah. And as we spoke, that there's no other way, Klal Yisrael, to hold on to the Madregas of the greatest Gidui Shechina of Kriyas Yamsuf. 3 days later, Lo Yimotzu Mayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu had to give them Shamsam Lechoku Mishpat. As Rashi says, the Pshutin Shel Dvarim, the Pshutin Shel Mikra, what happened? They went 3 days without Torah. Without Torah, a person cannot remain Jewish. There's no way of holding it out. Nosalim, he gave them Dinim, Shabbos, he gave them Mesech to Baba Kame, Baba Basri, Baba Mitziah, to handle with Mesech to Shabbos, Mesech to Negoim, to give Shamsam Lechok Mishvat, so even in the preparation before Mount Torah, they couldn't keep their Madregis Ruchnis of Mitzrayim without Lomdis, without learning. Without learning, a Jew cannot hold on to his Judaism. And the Klal Yisrael, that was when they were mekabel nasav and nishma, they were mekabel, ich will bleiben in learning. I'm going to forever be connected to learning. I'll be connected to Lomdis. And when we reach a Shavuos, it has to be with a deep recognition of the sweetness of the Torah, be makd in nasav to nishma, to be appreciate what a life of a Jew is truly is, in ichvil haben aleben von ayid. I want a life of a Jew. That deep hargoshen, that deep yearning, that deep kabbalah of a nase and a nishma, and ich will lernen, ich will bleiben in lernen, I'll be shaykh to lernen, I'll do all that I can to connect myself to learning. That kabbalah that we make on a shavuos is that chibo, that ahava, the klavs are zoiche. Because of that kabbalah, we could be zoiche today. If we're properly mekabel these decisions, and we come to a shavuos with that recognition, with that hakorah, and with that kabbalah, with that proper kabbalah. We have to be mekabelit funayis, nochamol, mitabren. And the Kabbalah of last year doesn't hold for this year, for a simple reason. We're on a much higher madrega this year. We should be on a higher madrega this year than last year. Well, we are. We all are on a different madrega this year than last year. Our nasa v'nishma of this year has to be a different nasa v'nishma of last year. Last year we're one madrega, but we've grown. A Jew has to be grown the whole time. That's the olive base, what a Jew is all about. We can't be in the same madriga today that we were last year. This Shavuos is going to have to look better and different, unique, uplifted. Our Kabbalahs, our decisions, our Hashkafis, our whole attitude of what being Jewish is a different. It's a different Kabbalah this year to last year's. Hopefully, Ben Tur is a different person. as Taisva says, there's a chazaka. A person goes to learn, he changes. Al Menashe and Talmud Chochem, a famous Taisva, there's a chazaka. A person goes to learn, he'll change, he'll become different. We're not the same this year that we were last year. It's mechayvus that our Kabbalah is an under Kabbalah this year. We have to be mekabel fanayis, mekabel nochamo. So, Zoy Chazayim.